Now to a prehistoric hill fort in County Wicklow, which scientists believe is the largest nucleated settlement in prehistoric Ireland or Britain. A nucleated settlement features buildings clustered around a central focal point. The hill fort cluster near Baltinglass has been examined by researchers at Queen's University in Belfast, and Dr. Dirk Brandherm, who led the study, has been telling me about their discovery.
So the site is essentially a hilltop, what archaeologists call a hill fort. It is surrounded by two lines of enclosing earthworks, or in the innermost is really a dry stone wall. And we've got more than 600 house platforms on that hill, which is highly, highly unusual. These date to the late Bronze Age, to the early Iron Age. And normally in Ireland, in that period, you're dealing with isolated farmsteads. You've got small hamlets. You've got a couple of sites that have in excess of 100 house footprints. But nothing like that, nothing that even gets close to this. Even if we had only half of the number, with 300, it would still be the largest prehistoric settlement in Ireland from that period.
How old is the settlement?
So it dates essentially to the end of the Bronze Age, so the last quarter of the second millennium BC, so roughly 1250 to 1000 BC. Give a couple of decades either end, and some of the house platforms appear to have been reused in the early Iron Age, so that's between 750 and 500 BC, something like that.
And as of now then, what's left? If somebody was looking at this site, what would they see?
They would see essentially a lot of small terraces, because it's an upland site, it's never been ploughed. So essentially you see where the foundations of the houses were, and that is how we picked up the prehistoric occupation there, through aerial surveys with drones, and that identified these platforms as anomalies in the local topography. And what we've done now is we've gone out and done text excavations on some of those platforms, essentially to establish how old they are, what the date is, because just from knowing that there's a platform there, you can't tell. And we've recovered essentially charcoal samples from the various platforms that we've excavated, and they give us radiocarbon dates that place us in the late Bronze Age.
For you and for others who work in this area, how exciting is this discovery?
Oh, it is very exciting, precisely because of the scale of the site. We're used to thinking of prehistoric occupation in Ireland as individual farmsteads, as small villages, but to have something that, in terms of its size, resembles a town more than a village is very exciting. It changes our ideas of what prehistoric societies in Ireland looked like, and how they function in terms of social division of labor. It also aligns the picture we have for Ireland for that period more closely with the near continent than we would have been accustomed to think.
And the people who lived there, what sort of lives would they have had?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, there's very, very little evidence for social differentiation between households. So most of these house platforms have more or less the same size. And so there's no indication of, pronounced elite residences. Most of the inhabitants would have primarily lived from agriculture. But we can't rule out that there's also some craft specialisation there.
That was Dr. Dirk Brandherm of Queen's University in Belfast.